If you see at the Olympics, the beds are made out of cardboard, Jimmy Fallon said, that's nice. You finally reach your Olympic dreams and have to sleep on an Amazon box. That's right. A bed designed to discourage sex, or as it's also known, an air mattress. Seth Meyers, yeah, if there's anything Olympic athletes hate, it's a challenge. Some of these people can do backflips on a 3-inch beam. If you really want to stop them from having sex, do what I did in college and put Star Wars sheets on them. Been there, done that, Seth. By the way, it turns out the beds were not made out of cardboard to discourage sex, but to encourage people to recycle, which is another way to discourage sex. Seth Meyers' jokes have been on point. He's winning the week for sure. Colbert, I can't wait for 6 months from now to read toilet paper labels that read, made from 100% recycled Olympic sex bed. That's pretty good, Colbert. Athletes, remember, if you're recycling, you've got to break down your Olympic sex bed. Make sure to separate your sex bed from your sex bottles and your sex cans. From Newsweek, Colbert has teased a possible return to Comedy Central. He hasn't been on in 6 years since taking over for Letterman. He released a teaser video in which Colbert was seen driving a black SUV over the border into South Carolina where he grew up. In a voiceover, Colbert says, "Can you ever really go home again? Or do you have to build your own home?" A voice is then heard saying in response to Colbert, "We don't need things to go back to normal. We need a new normal." Colbert is then shown looking confused as he asks, "Where the hell am I?" Winding down the window of the luxury vehicle, he shouts, "Excuse me, is this the way to the highway?" Wording displayed on the screen during the 30-second clip says that this fall, Colbert will be coming home to Comedy Central if he can find us. There was no additional information. If I were to wildly speculate, I will just guess that it's all one big happy Paramount CBS Viacom family, and that either they're putting Colbert on Paramount Plus under some sort of Comedy Central banner, or they're just going to rerun Colbert the next morning on Comedy Central. They used to do that with The Daily Show. Maybe they still do. So that's my guess there. I don't think you're going to see the return of the Stephen Colbert character and the Colbert Report, but who knows? Meanwhile, James Corden has a new sitcom for Amazon Prime. Who knew? I probably knew and told you 6 months ago and forgot about this, but The Independent says Sir Tom Jones has been added to the cast of Mammals. The Sun reports there's a huge buzz in Cornwall at the moment, as words soon spread about James filming his new show. By the way, while we're talking British stuff, cross promotion for Palace Intrigue. That's a podcast about the royal family. I'm the writer on that. Prince Harry is writing a memoir. Dude, chill the bleep out, man. Stop. So that's what we're talking about on Palace Intrigue. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. The Sun reports there is a huge buzz in Cornwall at the moment, as word soon spread about James Corden filming his new show. A source told The Sun they look like they were having a great time, which bodes well for the finished project. Tom Jones recently topped the charts in April, becoming the oldest man ever to have a UK number one album. Plot details for the TV show Mammals have yet to be announced. From Fox News, your home for comedy news, Bill Burr savaged CNN anchors this week as moronic America-hating blowhards who secretly covet a second Trump presidency because he's good for ratings. Bill Burr on his podcast said, "I swear to God, I cannot believe people watch that channel. They're so dumb." Fox News quotes Bill Burr as saying, "They're effing treasonous, un-American pieces of S-word." Per Fox, the comedian said he's triggered by his mother-in-law, who comes over to babysit his children. "She always puts on CNN. And do you know what those effing morons are doing? Do you know what those effing morons are doing? They're effing talking about Trump." It's like, do you think these people give an F who's president? They want Darth Vader to come back. They want him to come back because they had nothing to talk about because it's show business and Joe Biden is an effing bore. They want Trump to come back. They can't bitch about Biden because he's wearing a blue tie. So what do they do now? They're going out there. They're doing what they did the first time to get this guy Trump elected by giving him all this free coverage. So they act like they allegedly don't like him. I don't buy it. They are a corporate news channel. Bill Maher was handed the key to the Las Vegas Strip on Bill Maher Day, which was July 16th. So we missed it, but put it on your calendar, you know, next year, every year. Just go open up calendar on your computer. And on July 16th, just write Bill Maher Day. Make it a recurring appointment so it comes up every year. And you don't want to miss Bill Maher Day. Following his show at the Mirage, Bill Maher was presented with the key by Clark County Commissioner Tick Siegerblom. Tick Siegerblom said, "Bill has been making audiences roar with laughter on the Las Vegas Strip for nearly 40 years. Tick Siegerblom sounds like a character that would be in Ted Lasso, does he not? Or maybe she? Well, I'm not sure which pronouns Tick uses, but Richard L. Tick Siegerblom was born August 4th, 1948, and is an American attorney and politician serving As a member of the Clark County Commission, Richard L. Tick Siegerblom gave the keys to the Las Vegas Strip to Bill Maher, saying, "It's an honor to present him with the key to the Las Vegas Strip, and we look forward to him performing in our city for many years to come." From the CBC, after taking his act virtual, Montreal comedian is back on the big stage at Just for Laughs. Comedian Rodney Ramsey has not let the pandemic stop him from performing. Last year, during the pandemic, he launched a virtual platform where he could host live interactive comedy shows from the comfort of his home. He told CBC's All in a Weekend, "Comics, we had to start fending for ourselves because, you know, the clubs had to close because it was the end of the world for a bit. The platform, which he called the Unknown Comedy Club, is filmed in virtual reality, making him appear as a talking cartoon who can see his audience and interact with them live as long as they turn their cameras on." Ramsey said, "I think this is the first time in history where you can have a live performance at your home and it be totally interactive. The comic can hear you laugh, and not only that, the comic can look into your home and be like, wow, what a great couch. You should take that plastic off." They've done 60 shows on the platform so far. Ramsey says he's looking forward to performing again at the annual Just for Laughs Festival, and he is set to perform for free outside at the My French is Terrible, So I'll Just American It and Go Place Day Festivals on July 22nd. That's today. So if you're at the Place Day Festivals and you speak French, pronounce it correctly, and you'll be like, hey, there's Rodney Ramsey. Rodney said the annual festival, back this year in a hybrid online and in-person format, is an unparalleled place for comedians to work together. Just for Laughs is comedy Christmas. I agree. Everybody gets together in the game. We all descend on Comedy Mecca for 1 or 2 weeks out of the year, and it's always a lot of fun to be around your colleagues and having people respect what you do. He says the English comedy community in Montreal is small and everybody's supportive of one another. Comedy in Montreal as an English comedian is a very hard life. We're not given a lot of opportunities, so I think that has made the comedians super close. You'd think it'd be the opposite, that would be killing each other for work. There's not enough of us to compete. We have to help each other. We have to be family. One of Ramsey's other projects is the Underground Comedy Railroad, celebrating its 10th anniversary. The event is a comedy show featuring black comedians that tour the country annually during Black History Month. Ramsey said, "I realized there was nothing like this in the country. We kind of did it because we wanted to expose other black comedians to a larger club market. Year after year, we always make sure that we book comics that haven't had the exposure to the audience they should have. I feel personally that the show has done a lot for people of color in Canada." So if you're in Montreal, head over to the Place de Festivals, 7 o'clock. You'll see him there. But places must be reserved in advance due to COVID-19 rules, so I hope you downloaded the podcast early this morning. From the Laugh Button, let's stay Canadian. The wildly popular Canadian TV show Letterkenny that I told you about the other day is hitting the road again. After having to pause their tour in March 2020, the cast of Letterkenny are once again hitting the road of the Puppers Golden Lager Presents Letterkenny Live Tour as it spins back up for 2022, bringing in all new 90-minute shows. 9 members of the cast will hit the live stage, serving up new and never-before-seen sketches. Good stuff for them. If you haven't checked out Letterkenny, it is on Hulu. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, George Lopez Tacos, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.